السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Being in the month of December and living in a country which has a lot of different faiths, and mainly within this month the birth of Isa alayhi salam, the birth of Christ, is celebrated in the Christian faith, I believe it's important for us as Muslims to rekindle and re-educate ourselves and revisit our aqidah and our beliefs regarding Isa alayhi salam. A little brief history about Isa alayhi salam. It can begin from his grandmother. So Isa alayhi salam, his mother's name was Maryam alayha salam, or radiyallahu anha. We can say both for her. And her parents, her mother was called Hanna, and her father's name was Imran, in which a surah is dedicated to him, the third surah of the Quran. Maryam's father and mother, they were both pious people. And for a very long time, they wanted to have a child, and they were unsuccessful. So they made a lot of prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually their prayers were answered. Shortly before the birth, Imran passes away. Then the mother gives birth to a child. And during the pregnancy, she's made a promise that when this child is born, because she was so elated and so happy with being blessed finally with this child, she said that, "I'm going to give this child up for the service of the deen, for the service of the religion." It was common practice in those days to do this. When the child was born, she was hoping to have a boy, because it's easier to give a boy up for the service of the deen. But a daughter was born. And still she kept her promise. She said, "I've made this promise, I'm going to give this child up for the service of the deen." She kept her promise. So when the child came of age where they could eat for themselves, she went to Masjid al-Aqsa and she went to the Khuddam and she said, "I want to give my daughter for the service of the deen." And everybody was realizing that this child is very blessed. They could experience that. So they all wanted to be her carer, to look after her, to nurture her. And they couldn't come to an agreement on who would be her carer. So then, Zakariya alayhi salam, he was the head of the khuddam. He was the head of the people who would nurture the people. And he said, I have the most right to look after her because my wife is her auntie. So his wife and Hannah, they were both sisters. But they couldn't still come to an agreement. So it was inspired on Zakariya alayhi salam. Go to the river, throw everybody that wants to be her carer, throw the pens into the river. And whoever's pen goes against the current, it will be him who will be the responsible carer for Maryam. And it so happened that Zakariya alayhi salam, his pen went against the current and he was chosen to be the carer. So above the masjid, he built a little room called the mihrab. And Maryam would spend most of her time there, well, all of her time there, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning the Torah, because at that time they were following the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. So she would spend most of her time devoted to worship. Sometimes when Zakariya alayhi salam would go to visit her to give her food, sometimes he would find that food was already there. And then he would ask her, where is this coming from? Where did you get this from? Because nobody else had access to get there. It was just Zakariya alayhi salam. And it would be food that was out of season, meaning it wasn't readily available in that area. When a food became available in that area, everybody knew about it. There was no import-export system. Everybody knew that a certain food is here in the marketplace. And she would have food that was out of season. It was so fresh. And it wouldn't be normal for her to have that. And then she would reply to Zakariya alayhi salam that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's providing for me. And Allah provides for whoever he wants without any hisab. Immediately upon hearing this, Zakariya alayhi salam, the reality dawns upon him that Allah can make possible the impossible. Immediately he comes to that realization. And on the spot he makes a dua. Because him and his wife, they also didn't have children. And he was worried that after me, if I pass away, the chain of prophethood, or maybe my own progeny and my own lineage will not carry on, because I have no children. So he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with a child, because Allah can make possible the impossible. Both him and his wife, they were too old to have children. And then the angels come and inform him that Allah has heard your prayers and he will bless you with a child and you'll name him Yahya. In the Christian faith, Yahya is John the Baptist. So whenever you hear that name, it's Yahya alayhi salam. As the years go on, Maryam alayhi salam, she grows up. And one day she's visited by a stranger, a strange man. She doesn't know who he is. And the only person that would be in contact with her was Zakariya alayhi salam. So immediately she says to the strange man, stay away from me. I don't know what intentions you've came with. I fear for myself. Stay away from me. I'm not an evil woman, so don't come near me. And the strange man comforts her and says, don't worry, I'm an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've came to give you a message that Allah is going to bless you with a child. She becomes confused because she's been in this mihrab all this time. She's been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's not married. No man has ever came near her. And nor is she an evil woman. Her parents were decent people. She is also a decent woman. She does not go into indecent acts. And the angel informed her that it will happen so. Allah will still bless you with a child. Shortly after, she starts experiencing labor pains. She goes to the date tree, and under there she's seeking shade. And she begins to experience the labor pains, and she says that, I wish I had never seen this day. I wish I had passed away before this day even happened, and I wish everybody would have forgotten about me. She was experiencing so much excruciating pain. It's normal for a human being when they're going through something to say these type of things. For me and you, it's a lesson that even doesn't matter what we're going through, doesn't matter what we are going through in our life, You always, if you do say something which is unnatural and it goes against what is meant to be said, then we correct our mentality, we correct our beliefs, and we become stronger and we don't give up. So after experiencing this pain, the angel comes to her and says, "Don't worry. Shake the tree, fresh dates will fall down, and beneath you a stream will come out, and drink from there, and you will experience comfort." So shortly after she does this, she experiences comfort, and Isa alayhi salam is born. So when he is born, she's very happy, she's very excited. But then the reality dawns upon her that now I need to take this child out into the public. What are they going to say? They know I'm not married. They know that I've never been married. No man has ever came close to me. They're going to ask where this child has came from. So the angel tells her, "Say to them that you are fasting. In those days when you fasted, you would not eat, you would not drink, and you would not talk. So say that you're fasting and just point to the child." So when she went out in public, everybody started to say, "Maryam, what have you done? Whose child is this? Your parents were not indecent people. Your father was a good man. Your mother was a good man. What have you done?" So immediately she doesn't say anything. She just points to the child. And then everybody becomes baffled, saying, "How is this child going to talk? He's just a newborn baby." But to everybody's surprise, he started speaking in the cradle. And he says, "Inni Abdullah, atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. Verily, I am a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going to make me a prophet, and He's going to give me a scripture." Everybody realized that this child is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they started to treat her with a lot of respect. Isa alayhi salam, he grew up, Allah gave him a lot of miracles. He could cure the leprosy. He could cure the blind. He could bring the dead back to life. He could tell you what you have eaten today and what you are holding and storing at home, all through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his enemies, the people that were against Isa alayhi salam, they started worrying that he is gaining too much popularity, and eventually a time will come where he will take over the country. And they despised him. So they went to the government, the head of the government, and they explained this to him. "If you don't stop him now, he will eventually overthrow you and he will take over the country." So then an arrest warrant was issued. "Go and arrest him and we're going to kill him." And in those days, the worst way that you can inflict pain upon somebody was to crucify them. So when they surrounded Isa alayhi salam's house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salam with his body and soul up to the heavens. So he has not died a natural death. He is lifted up to the heavens. Now there are different opinions on what happened here next. One is when the god went inside, Allah changed the face of the god to look like Isa alayhi salam. And then when the other guards went in, they thought it was him. Another opinion is that one of Isa alayhi salam's followers, the disciples, the Hawariyin, they nominated themselves, volunteered themselves, that "I will stay in your place in the house." And he was made to look like Isa alayhi salam through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this happen. And the third is that one of the people who betrayed Isa alayhi salam, he was a follower of him, but he was a munafiq. And he is the one who deceived Isa alayhi salam in the Christian faith. He's called Judas. So it was him that was in the house and his face was changed to look like Isa alayhi salam. But in all of these cases, the Islamic belief is that it was not Isa alayhi salam who died on the cross, and that he is still alive and he is in the heavens. So the Islamic belief is here that Isa alayhi salam, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, that they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, somebody else was made to look like him, and they are the ones that died on the cross. The Islamic belief is that Isa alayhi salam will return back to this world. He will come back at the time of Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi is the leader of the Muslims. He will be leading the Muslims in prayer. It will be Fajr time in Damascus. And it will be Fajr time. Imam Mahdi is just about to begin the prayer. And then everybody will see that two angels are bringing somebody down from heaven. And in the Jami' Masjid of Damascus, on the east minaret, Isa alayhi salam will descend down. And everybody will know who he is. And then Imam Mahdi will offer him, say that it's your right to lead the prayer. And he will say, no, it's not my right, it's your right to lead the prayer. You are the leader of the believers. And he will join Imam Mahdi. Then they will travel to an area between Syria and Iraq. There they will face Dajjal. And upon seeing Isa alayhi salam, Dajjal will be destroyed. After this, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will appear. And through Allah's help, they will be destroyed. Then Imam Mahdi will pass away. And then Isa alayhi salam will become leader of the Muslims. And for 40 years, there will be peace on the earth. So much peace that the humans will get on with one another. The animals will get on with one another. There will be an immense amount of barakah. It's mentioned that one goat's milk, the amount of milk that comes from one goat will be enough to feed an entire family. There will be so much peace and serenity on the world. Isa alayhi salam will live a natural life. He will get married. He will have children. And then he will die a natural death. And then he will be buried in Medina Munawwara, next to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So very briefly, these are our beliefs with regards to Isa alayhi salam. It's very important for us to know these. It's very important for our children to know these. Now, during this time in schools, you have a lot of plays, a lot of carols. They sing Christmas carols. If you are in a position to not send your child to school on that day, it's better for you. Do not let them participate in that. You know, young children, mostly, they're the ones that in nursery and primary school, they're the ones that they have plays and they have the birth of Isa, and then there's the shepherd and there's the three wise men that came with frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And you can be Isa, you can be Mary, you can be this, you can be that. They make the play about the birth of Isa alayhi salam. If you're in a position to not send your child to school on that day and not let them participate, you should do so. Or maybe they stand on stage and they sing Christmas carols and they sing Christmas songs. If you're in a position not to send them to school on that day, don't send them. For older children, normally they don't do those type of things. They just have like a fun day where maybe you might wear some of your own clothes. Or they have a fun day where it's just fun and games. It's nothing Christmas related, it's just a break. There's no harm in sending your child to school on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to understand our correct beliefs regarding Isa alayhi salam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to inculcate these beliefs into our children. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله